Well, I know some of you are very disappointed that I'm the only one here today. I love to bring my wife with me. She's kind of like my moral support, and she's much better looking than I am.
我相信你们中间有很多人失望，今天是我一个人来，因为我的太太是我一个很大的支柱，变她比我漂亮很多。
But she sends her greetings to you. She has allergies, and she has a morning cough. And you probably wouldn't hear my sermon if she were here. She coughs so loud.
但她又很严重的过敏，如果她来的话，她就会一直咳嗽，你们会就听不到我讲道了。 So
she brings her greetings to you.
她向你问候。
We think often about the church here, even though we just see you periodically, but you're often in our prayers.
你常常在我的心里面，我们在为你们祷告，因为虽然我不是常来这里。
In recent weeks, we've joined you in praying for Pastor Hao's wife as she's returned to China for her treatment, and we know you're praying for her today as well.
我们同样跟你们一起为侯牧师的太太祷告，她是因为疾病的关系已经回了中国。
And we're always praying for your church, that God will bless you and increase your outreach and impact on this community that's so important for you.
And 我们常为你们祷告，就是用借着这个教会把福音给传出去。
I love coming to preach at this time of the year. I don't have a church anymore.
我很喜欢这段时间来到教会里面，虽然我没有一个我自己的一个教会。
So you get to be my church today.
所以今天你就是我的教会。
Which is a real privilege for me.
这对我来讲是一个何等的权柄。
Because this is such a special time of the year, isn't it?
这是一个非常特别的一个时期。
It's a whole season of resurrection hope.
这是讲到复活的盼望。
But also a season of remembering the passion and suffering of Jesus Christ.
也是同样这样一个时期，让我们想到耶稣为我们的受难。
So on one level, it seems very serious and sobering.
某一方面好像是一个非常严肃的，好像我们是要去思想的。
But on the other, very triumphant and joyous.
但同样的是一个非常胜利的。
And you really can't have one without the other, can you?
但是我这两个都需要一起存在。
The joy of the resurrection is built upon the effectiveness of Christ's work on the cross.
一个复活的兴奋是要建立在耶稣为我们的受难。
And it feels like it's the right message for us in the times in which we're living.
这个今天我要跟你们讲的信息跟我们现在的生活非常有关系。
On a global basis, we're seeing wars everywhere we look, including the war between Israel and Iran that I'm sure for all of us makes us want to pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
And 在这个时间是我们的一个世界，是一个非常动荡的世界，特别是现在有伊朗跟以色列跟美国的打仗。
And I think even as we're praying for war, we think about Ukraine and Russia.
虽然我们是为这个战争，我们同样想到苏联跟乌克兰的战争。
And the issue for me in the pulpit today is not whose side we are on.
今天我要跟你传讲的信息不是说我要站在哪一个国家那里。
But there are innocent people who are suffering.
而是一些无辜人他们在苦难里面。
I heard recently that last month 25,000 Ukrainian and Russian soldiers died during the month of February.
过去几礼拜我已经听到有25,000的乌克兰跟苏联的士兵已经死去。
So there's been so much suffering in that part of the world and other parts of the world as well. In Haiti, you can pray for Haiti as well. You know it's very important to me.
对我来讲，海地对我是非常重要的。
The director of our school there just had a major stroke.
在负责那个学校的负责人才有一个中风。
And he's currently returned to the United States to get treatment because he cannot speak.
他是要回到美国来治疗，因为他已经不能说话了。
So I would ask your prayer for our school there and for our churches there. We have about 1,300 pastors who are serving there.
请为那个学校祷告，也为110几个在那边的宣教士跟牧师祷告。
If you know anything about Haiti, it's a very, very unsafe place controlled by gang violence now.
如果说你要知道海地的话，是一个非常危险的地方，是被很多的一些 gang，是流氓这些残暴的一些人是占据的。
But not just globally, nationally, we have our own set of problems, don't we?
不但是全世界有这样的问题，我们自己的生命里面有很多的问题。
I mean, how much did your gasoline cost this morning, right?
你有没有想到说你这个油现在有多贵？
So there are issues even in our country. We know there are many people who are suffering because of all the difficult times that we're going through.
在我们自己的国家里面也有很多的在受苦。
And I'm guessing that even in some of our homes and families, there are difficulties that we're facing. Am I right?
我相信我们自己每个人的生命里面，我们的家庭里面，也许有些人在受苦。
This has been a time in my extended family for lots of illness and lots of crisis that we're going through together.
And 在我自己的大家庭里面，有很多人有疾病，然后一些身体上的一些挑战。
Suffering is a very common part of our lives, is it not?
And 受苦是一个非常普遍的一个现象。
And I think it's important to note that the Bible addresses suffering.
但是我们可以看到圣经里面有讲到说怎么样去处理受苦。
And part of the message of the Easter season is that God in Christ triumphed over sin, death, and hell, and suffering.
And 在圣经里面，我们特别到复活节的时候，是要传的一个信息是，耶稣基督是胜过这些受苦疾病。
And I love the story that we're going to read about today from the book of Isaiah, chapter 53.
我非常喜欢圣经里面以赛亚书第五十三章。
Because it presents, I think, one of the most poignant pictures of Christ as a suffering servant.
And 特别是描述到耶稣基督是一个受苦的一个仆人。
Now, in our theology, we think a lot of Jesus Christ as a conquering, coming king.
And 但是在圣经里面，我们有些神学里面是讲说耶稣基督是一个胜利者。
But we must also remember that he was the Lamb of God who came and suffered to take away the sins of the world.
但不要忘记他是一个神的羔羊，来到这世界上是为了拯救我们的罪。
Isaiah 53 was written 700 years ago.
以赛亚书是在主前的700年以前写的。
The nation of Israel has been divided in half.
And 那时候的以色列的国家分成两个国家。
And the northern kingdom of Israel has been carried off into slavery by the Assyrians, who are brutal captors.
And 那时候北国的已经灭亡，所以是被波斯给占据，他们成为奴隶。
And Isaiah is speaking to the southern kingdom of Judah.
And 以赛亚书是给那个南国的犹大所写的。
He's warning them of the danger that awaits them as well if they continue to be idolatrous and rebellious against God.
特别是面警告他，如果他们不顺服神，继续拜偶像的话，也要面临同样的审判。
Much of Isaiah talks about God's judgment that will come upon his children who are disobedient.
And 在这个地方，以赛亚书这样讲说，如果不顺服的儿女的话，也会受到什么样的审判。
But the hope of the Jewish people is that God will send the Messiah.
但是在犹太人中间说，神要带领一个弥赛亚来。
The promised one, the anointed one.
是被高举的。
The son of David.
是因为大卫的子孙
The King of Kings,
是王中的王
Lord of Lords,
是王中的王
Prince of Peace,
是平安的王
Savior of the world,
是我们拯救者
The Jews are looking for a triumphant king to come and slaughter their enemies.
以色列确实寻找一个要来跟弥赛亚是要做君王的，把他们所有的敌人都赶走
And to set up his kingdom on the earth,
是在地上做王的。
So unfortunately, we know that the Jews in that time, outside of a faithful remnant, did not expect a Messiah who would come and die on a cross.
And 那个时候犹太人完全没有办法想象或期待到来到这世界上的一个君王是要死在十字架上。
So they don't really understand this passage of scripture that's written 700 years before Jesus comes as pointing to the Messiah himself.
And 在这本书里面是700年，主前700年前写的，是讲到耶稣就是那位弥赛亚。
But I want us to read these first six verses of chapter 53, and you will remember them because they're very, very familiar.
And 我们来一起来读以赛亚书五十三章一到六节。我相信你们都非常熟悉这段圣经。我们所传的有谁信呢？耶和华的膀臂向谁显露呢？他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，像根出于干地。他无家型美容。我们看见他的时候，也无美貌使我们羡慕他。他被藐视，被人厌倦，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样。我们也不尊重他。他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安。因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路， 耶和华使我们众人的罪孽归在他身上。
The writer of the book of Isaiah begins this passage of scripture. How many of you, first of all, remember those verses?
有多少人熟悉这一段圣经经节？举手。
They're very familiar, aren't they?
是，大家都很非常熟悉。
And as Isaiah is writing this, he is suggesting that who would believe this report?
那是他在写的时候，有谁会相信他所写的呢？
Who would believe this account that is to follow?
他怎么样这样事情真的会发生？
But notice that he says, the arm of the Lord.
这个地方是讲到说耶和华的膀臂。
This is a reference to the mighty power of God.
这边是讲到一个非常有能力的神。
Think of a strong right arm.
有非常强烈的右臂。
And in this instance, it's a metaphor for the Messiah, for Christ who will come to accomplish the purposes of God with his people.
象征耶稣来到世界上要成就他所预言的事情。
It sees Jesus as the instrument of our salvation.
And 耶稣就是拯救我们的器皿。
John would write about this in chapter 1 of the Gospel of John.
在约翰福音里面第一章约翰也这样写到。
Because these verses are a reference to the incarnation of Jesus.
讲到说耶稣是怎么样道成肉身的。
And here's how John describes that.
约翰怎么写的呢？
The Word became flesh.
道成了肉身。
And dwelt among us.
住在我们中间。
And we beheld his glory.
充充满满有恩典。
The glory of the one and only.
有恩典有真理唯一的。
And in this passage of scripture, Isaiah is referring Jesus who comes as a man, vulnerable and tender as a young root out of the dry ground.
在这地方他讲的形容耶稣是一位降世到来这个地方就像一个嫩芽来到。
I was looking at my yard yesterday because my daughter sent me a small rose in the mail. Have you got one of those, like a little stick that came through the mail?
昨天我在我的院子里面的时候，我的女儿送了我一个小的一个玫瑰花，就是你有没有从来有没有接到，就是一个根子这样冒出来。
And I put it in the ground a year ago, and it really didn't do much.
我很多年我就把它种下去，但是并没有好好成长。
I've kind of back, look, have to get down on my knee to look at it to see if I could see it.
我常常就蹲在那边看到底有没有在成
长。It was just a tall, small, tiny little tender root growing out of the ground.
就是一个非常非常一个小的一个嫩芽，慢慢长出来。
Before I came today, I checked it out so I could tell you about it.
我今天来以前我就特别去看那个玫瑰花。
It's this tall.
差不多这么高了。
And it's already brought to bear its first beautiful rose of the season.
已经结出来第一朵玫瑰花。
It started out very tender and vulnerable, but now that root has grown and has taken on form and shape.
当时候开始是一个嫩芽，但现在慢慢已经在成长。
So this is a reference to Jesus, how he comes young, vulnerable,And he grows. The Bible says he increased in favor with God and man.
这里面以赛亚就形容他是一个非常柔弱、谦卑的，如甘地长出来的肉，嫩芽。
It's interesting that we don't hear much about Jesus until he's age 30 years old.
我们常常有时候并没有听到耶稣直到他三十岁以后。
We hear about his birth, born in a manger.
我们听到他如何在马槽里出生。
And we hear about age 12, that he's preaching in the temple, and his parents wonder what's happened to him.
十二岁的时候，他到圣殿里面去讲道，他的父母亲不知道他在做什么。
And he says to them, "Know you not that I should be about my father's business? I'm doing what my father has called me to do."
你岂不知道我应该思念天国的事情是父神要我做的？
Do you think his parents understood that?
你相信他那个父母能够了解吗？
I'm not sure they totally understood the fullness of what he was saying.
我想他们真的没有办法完全了解他所说的。
But at age 30, he comes on the scene and we begin to see his life unfold in the Gospels that record all the wonderful things he did.
但他在三十岁的时候，他来到这个世界上，开始他天国的工作。
But it's interesting that Jesus, as the King of Kings, came as a lowly child born in a manger.
他是一个君王的一个身份，可是呢，他来到这个世界上是在生在马槽里。
He didn't come in the way that you would expect a king to come, did he?
我想你没有办法了解他怎么样会用一个君王身份来到马槽里。
He wasn't born in a palace surrounded by wealth and all the blessings of earthly life.
他不是在宫殿里的荣华富贵里面成长。
But he was born in a feeding trough surrounded by animals.
但是在马槽里面是周围是都是一些一些牛羊。
In the lowest of places that he could have been born.
是一个最低微的一个身份。
There was a song that was written at Christmas time said, How should a king come?
And 在有一个圣诞节有首歌是君王怎么样来到这世界上。
And the song tells all the ways a king should come and all the ways that Jesus did not come because he came in such a different way than a king would come.
这首歌呢形容一个君王应该怎么样来到这世界上反而是耶稣完全不是用那样的方式来到世界上。
Now this passage says some other things about how he came. He had no physical attraction, nothing in his appearance that we would desire him.
And 在这一段圣经里面讲的，他的外在一点都没有让人羡慕的吸引力。
Apparently, he wasn't a big, strapping, handsome, good-looking man with long, flowing hair that everybody was attracted to.
绝对不是一个非常有英俊的一个外貌让我们非常羡慕的。
Nothing about looking at him made him stand out. That's what this passage of scripture means.
这边讲说他外貌没有加型美容，不会让我们特别的，他特别的出色，让我们想去看他。
None of the things we would associate with the majesty of a king were a part of his coming.
他跟君王是完全好像似乎没有关系的。
And I think that was very difficult for the Jews as they observed the life of Christ to see that his coming was so simple.And he was not arrayed with all the majesty of heaven.
And 这样对犹太人的当时来讲是非常能够难以理解的。他是用这样的一个身份来到这世界上。
In fact, the Bible says he came unto his own people, and they did not receive him.
And 他讲说他来到他们中间的人之间，但他们却没有看到他。
So here's this Savior of the world who's arrived on the scene.
我们可以看到这个要来拯救世人的一个君王。
As the Messiah,
是一个弥赛亚
and he's not even received and recognized by his own people.
但他自己当地人却不接待他。
How was Jesus treated? Let's talk about that just for a moment.
我们可以看他怎么样被对待的呢？
The Bible says he was despised and rejected by men.
他是被人家鄙视的。
Maybe.I'm not going to say this. I'm going to say maybe he was treated in a way that we would treat somebody.That we detest or we don't like very well. We shouldn't do that as Christians, but sometimes we just stay away from those people. We say, don't go near him. I'm sure there were people who were saying that about Jesus because he was one who was despised, rejected. And the Bible said he was held in low esteem.
And then, 我相信我们可能有这样的一个经验，我们不喜欢一些人的时候，我们可能会厌弃那些人，不想跟他接近。但同样，耶稣也经过这样的一个过程。
So it must have been difficult for him to have the Roman soldiers who obviously were against the Jews.
And 我想一定是非常非常难的，就是罗马的兵丁是那个时候是敌对犹太人的。
And the leaders of the Jewish synagogue who also were speaking against him and later conspiring to kill him.
And 犹太人的领袖同样的也厌弃他，要把他杀死。
So when Isaiah says he was a man of sorrow and familiar with pain, he really is talking about a trajectory of those 3 years of almost continual suffering at mental, emotional, and physical levels that Jesus experienced.
And 在以赛亚书里面讲说他是多受痛苦、常经忧患的人，在那边描写他在那三年他在事业上他的过程。
I know that the phrase, the passion of Christ, refers to the crucifixion of Jesus Christ and his torture before he's killed.
And we can 看那个在电影里面那个 passion of 是受难日那个电影特别讲到耶稣是怎么样被折磨的。
But it's my feeling that Jesus' daily life was characterized by challenges that kept him always living in a place of total dependence upon his father because of the pain and suffering he endured.
但是我相信他在世上的时候，他的每一天都受过很多的痛苦。
And I think it's important for us to see that what the Jews did to Jesus does not set them apart from us.
我们现在这边特别有讲到说，犹太人对耶稣所做的跟我们可能对耶稣的没有什么不一样。
Because we might say, how could the Jews do that to this one who was the Messiah who had been written about even by David in the Psalms who would come? How could they treat him like that?
我们可能对犹太人讲说没有办法了解他们怎么样能够这样对待弥赛亚这样。
But Paul reminds us that the Jews are given to us, the nation of Israel, as an example that we might learn from them because we could be guilty of doing the very same thing.
但是呢，保罗却这边提醒我们，我们就跟那犹太人没有什么两样，对耶稣也是这样对待。
And here's how Isaiah describes that.
我真的很喜欢为什么以赛亚这样说。
All we like sheep have gone astray.
And 我们都像如羊迷失了路。
Who does all include?
没有任何人能够出去。
Who's include? Point to yourself, right? That includes me.
我们想想我们每一个人，我们直到我们看我们自己。
All we are like sheep who have gone astray.
我们就像每一个都像羊迷失的。
Now the people of Israel would have understood that imagery.
我想犹太人他们可以想象到。
Because many of them were shepherds.
因为他们很多人都是牧羊人。
And they understood that if you left sheep alone, they would go off their own way and fall to their own destruction.
如果你让羊单独让他们在一起在的话，他们常常会迷失路。
And that's kind of what we do, isn't it?
就像跟我们一样。
The Bible says each of us, Dale included, has turned to his own way.
And 我们这样每一个人就像牧师跟我们中的每个人一样我们都像如羊迷失
Instead of following the one who said I am the way, the truth, and the life We are pursuing our own life, our own ideas, our own plans
不像圣经上讲耶稣说我就是道路真理生命跟从的话你就会找到这生命
So about that, Paul writes All have sinned and come short of the glory of God
但是反而保罗这样说每一个人都得罪了神
So we who know that Christ has suffered for us, we too sin and fail. And because of that, we are really experiencing separation from fellowship with him when we do that.
And 我们跟犹太人是一样的，然后我们拒绝神，然后所做的事情是一样。
So the words for Israel that appear here are for us to do, to remember as well, to remember that we are like sheep,We tend to go our own way, and because of that, we experience sometimes the sin and suffering of our own lives.
所以这个地方就提醒我们，我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路，也都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
So maybe you're like me, and you're saying, well, how can we change that? What can we do to change the direction and to change the punishment that we deserve for the sins that we've committed in falling?Our own way.
所以我们可能要问自己一个问题，就是我们如何为我们自己的罪跟耶稣的拒绝来赎罪呢？
And the answer to what we can do is this, nothing.
And 真正的答案是什么都不行。
There is nothing that we can do to save ourselves.
我们没有办法用自己的能力来拯救我们。
The Bible says our righteousness, the things that we do that are right in our own strength, are like filthy rags.
And 但是我们认为的公义在神的眼里面都是罪孽。
And the Bible says, by grace are you saved through faith, not of works, not of anything you can do, lest any man would be boastful about what he has done.
但圣经上我们讲的是因信称义，不是靠行为。
So for us to be saved, Christ had to suffer.
And 所以如果我们要被拯救的话耶稣必须要受苦
But let's examine why that's true
我们来看看为什么那是实在的
First of all, God is a holy God
第一个神是圣洁的神
That means that God hates sin
And 因为神痛恨罪孽
Sin is the very opposite of his character
但是完全是对他的圣洁是完全是相反
And God is a just and a righteous moral God.
但神是有公义的，有道德的。
And so he must punish sin.
他必须要惩罚罪恶。
God punishes sin and rewards righteousness.
他要惩罚罪恶，他是要给公义赏赐。
And maybe you look at the world and say, it doesn't look like that's happening now.
但你一想说，哦，这并没有发生。
Because you might say it looks like people who are evil are still making lots of money and people who are Christians are suffering a whole lot.
So we can see some very rich people, but they are still living in sin. But some very poor Christians are suffering.
The Bible says that's because we're only looking at the physical and not the temporal. The temporal and not the eternal.
And often it's because these people are looking at the surface, on the material, and not on the spiritual.
And there's a day of judgment coming for those who have rejected Christ, for those who have trusted in Him. We have the promise of eternal life.
And 审判的日子会来的，神会根据我们每一个人的情况来审判我们。
So he is a holy God, and we are a sinful people.
他是一个圣洁的神，但是我们是有罪恶的人。
So how do we fix that?
啊，我们怎么样去解决这个问题？
Verse 4 says that Jesus took our pain and bore our suffering.
哎，第四节里面讲了说，他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。
If we had been left to our own devices, we would simply have died without hope.
如果我们用我们的方式的话，我们一定会死去，而没有办法有任何的盼望。
And face the eternal judgment of God.
我们必须要要神要为这样的罪恶所惩罚。
Verse 5 says he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities.
在第五节，他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。
The price that Christ paid demanded a full-orbed sacrifice of his life.
And 耶稣他为要拯救我们的罪，他必须要他自己要受死而压伤。
And the words that are used here are strong words.
And 这边用的字是非常强烈的。
The word that he was pierced refers to the fact that a sword, that his hands and his feet were pierced with nails.
他的手跟脚是被钉在十字架上。
The idea that he was crushed means that the suffering that he bore was the most painful suffering that someone could have bore.
他用的那个字眼是被压伤，是一个最痛苦的一个刑罚。
Two things happened to Jesus on the cross that were incredibly painful for us to contemplate.
And 这有两件事在耶稣受死在十字架上的时候，对我们来讲是非常能够难了解的。
A holy God bore the horrible sins of our lives upon his body.
一个圣洁的神背负我们的罪孽在十字架上。
And in that moment that he was dying, here's what he cried out to God, My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
在那个最痛苦的时候，他说，我的神，我的神，你为何遗弃我？
So when he carried the sins of the world upon your shoulders, my sins and your sins,God could not look at him because of the sin that he bore.
他那时候在背负全世界人的罪孽，你的跟我的，我们的他神，神没有办法看到他。
Can you imagine how difficult that would have been for the Son of God to experience the absence of his heavenly Father in that moment of suffering for our sins?
你能够想象神的儿子在那个时候背负掩面不看吗？
There's this wonderful verse that says in verse 5,
and 有一个非常好的那个经节在第五节。
The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed.
第五节他说，因他受的刑罚我们得平安，因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。
We call this, and I hope that this can translate to you, we call this the great exchange.
我希望能够翻译的出来，这边讲说一个非常最伟大的一个交换。
God took our sins,
神取了我们的为我们的罪。
And he gave us his righteousness.
他就给我们了公义。
Think of that. He traded his sins,
他用这个罪
孽 for the righteous, our sins for the righteousness that he would give us.
这是用罪孽去交换在他面前的公义。
And the only way there could be peace with God for our relationship with him as men and women who have been walking our own way as sheep who have gone astray could be that if someone would satisfy God's anger and pay the penalty for sin.
And 即使像我们都是像羊迷失的人为了我们的罪的缘故神死在世界上交换我们的罪。
And one of the words we use to describe that is the word atonement.
And 这边就讲是用一个付上一个代价。
Jesus atoned for our sins. He paid the price for our sin.
他这边讲到这个代价呢，是他成为我们的赎罪祭。
Here's a big word. We believe in what's called, I'll say this, and maybe you can say it after me, the vicarious atonement of Christ.
他是为我们的罪跟成为我们的赎罪祭。
Let's say it together. Vicarious atonement. Let's say that.
Vicarious of atonement.
So that means he died in my place.
他在从我的地位上为我死亡。
He took my punishment.
他拿成为我的一个惩罚。
He took the penalty that I deserved, and he paid it for me.
他是为我们的罪而站在十字架上为我们担当。
There's an interesting little verse at the end of this 53rd chapter. It says this: It was the Lord's will to crush. his son.
哎，这些地方是讲说是神的一个旨意，把要耶稣给压伤。
Another verse says that Jesus Christ was slain before the foundation of the world.
哎，这个地方讲说耶稣死在十字架上是为我们整个人类。
So God, who knows everything, had a divine plan for redemption.
哎，神知道所有的事情，为我们的罪孽，他有一个计划。
Knew that man would fail him,
and 知道人没有办法用我们自己的办法。
Knew that a sacrifice would be required,
and 需要有一个特别一个献祭。
Knew that Jesus was the only sinless one who could pay the price,
只有一个无罪的人能够成为代替有罪的人。
And allowed his death on the cross to become an offering for our sin,
and 用他的牺牲成为一个赎罪祭。
Verse 13 says he poured out his life unto death.
他用他的血来为我们受死。
And he was numbered with the transgressors.
他是为我们所摆上。
For he bore the sin of many.
哎，为的无罪的成为有罪。
And today he makes intercession for the transgressors.
还为我们这有罪的人成为无罪，无罪的成为有罪，无罪成为有罪。
The Bible says that Jesus died on the cross, that he rose again, and where is he today?
And 耶稣基督受死在十字架上。复活了以后，他现在哪里？
The Bible says he sits at the right hand of God the Father, and there he makes intercession for us.
他在坐在神的右边，然后常常为我们代求。
So what that really means is not only did he pay the price for our sin,
不但他为我们的罪付上代价，
but he still represents us before God in heaven.
哎，在天国里面，他同样为我们代求。
I think it sounds like this.
哎，听起来像如此。
He looks down from heaven and he sees me having a bad day.
And 在他在天国里面，他看到我们，也许这天是一个不好的一天。
And he says, God, that's my son Dale.
And 这是我的儿子，我的儿子 Dale.
And I died for him.
我为他死。
And I love him.
我爱他。
And I'm praying for him today.
我今天为他祷告。
Those are the words he says to the Heavenly Father.
And 在他天国，在神的面前为我们代求。
I think of that when I'm suffering, having a hard time.
And 当我在受痛苦的时候呢，我就常常想到这样子。
The book of Hebrews says that he is our high priest who is moved by our suffering and our infirmities.
在希伯来里面哈，讲说他为我们受苦。
When I'm having a hard time and suffering and going through a difficult time, that affects Jesus. He cares about that.
当我在受苦的时候，会也影响到耶稣，他知道我们的痛苦。
The verse that says he's moved by our infirmities means that he actually groans in the deepest pits of his heart.
And 在他的祷告里面，他真的是里面有，他可以听到那个我们的痛苦的声音。
Think how much he loves us.
And 就思想他如何爱我们。
And how much he identifies with the suffering that we go through.
当我们在痛苦的里面的时候，他完全了解我们的感受。
And that really answers the most important question to us, I think, during this season of the year.How is it that Jesus helps us with our sin and our suffering?
所以在这个时候非常让我们去想的一个是耶稣基督怎么样帮助我面对罪与苦难。
Well, we said the first one was he paid the price for our sin.
他已经为我们的罪付上代价。
Now, one of the things that we believe is that when we believe in what we call the doctrine of justification.
And 我们这边讲到说怎么样在神学里面一个是怎么样在公义因信称义。
When we have confessed our sins, when God sees us,
当我们在愿意在他的面前认罪，他看到。
He sees us in Christ, with Christ.
And 在主里面，在基督里面。
And the righteousness of God in Christ is now ours because Christ has given to us through his salvation work.
在基督里面的公义成为我们的公义，因为他我们已经为我们付上代价。
When he sees me, he doesn't see my sin. He sees the righteousness of God deposited to my account.
当他看到我是不再看到我的罪，而是看到他已经为我的罪摆上。
I don't understand how that works. Do you?
我有时候非常不能了解这是怎么样能
够成就。I don't even understand why God would do that for me.
我有时候没有办法想象为什么神要为我这样做。
But it is the ultimate expression of His love and His commitment and an investment in us as our Savior.
这是他一个对我们表达他最大的爱。
2 Corinthians 5:21 says this, God made him who had no sin to be sin.
And 在哥林多后书里面讲到神使那无罪的替我们成为罪好叫我们在他里面称义。
So that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
所以在他里面我们可以成为无罪的。
That's such an important verse.
这是一个非常重要的一个经文。
In the book of Hebrews chapter 2, it says that Jesus Christ took on the form of flesh.
在希伯来书第二章里面跟我们讲说他成了一个血肉之体。
So he could share in our humanity.
所以他可以分享我们的一个人性。
And I want you to hear this part.
来我们来听这一部分。
And so that he could break the power of death that is held over our heads by Satan.
And 因为可以这样借着他的死破坏那掌死权的就是魔鬼。
Which causes us to live in slavery to the fear of death when Christ is not a part of our lives.
所以就可以释放那一生因怕死而为奴的人。
Isn't that a wonderful thought?
这是不是一个非常美好的事情？
He took on flesh.
他成为一个肉身。
So he could meet the devil, as it were, in the terrain of his control, in the, as it were, in the very throes of death.
他可以破坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
But he could triumph over him and rise from the dead.
他可以胜利，然后从死里面复活。
And the Bible says he did, when he did that, he broke the hold of Satan on all of us who have trusted in him.
And 那些愿意相信他的人，他就为我们成就了。
And we cannot escape the hold of Satan without the freeing work of Jesus Christ.
如果没有他我们受死的话，我们没有办法用我们自己的方法能够称义。
A wonderful passage is Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11.
And 在腓立比书有一段经文这样说。
And the Bible simply says this, a few little points that I want to make. It's another way of restating what we've been talking about in the New Testament. But Paul says this, that Jesus became a servant.
And 耶稣来到这世界上成为一个仆人。
He took on human form.
他成为一个血肉之躯。
He suffered.
他受苦。
He became obedient unto death.
And 顺服以至于死。
Even death on a cross.
甚至死在十字架上。
And the reason for that?
为什么?
Because one day every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
And 有一天每一个人都要在神面前屈膝下跪因为他是主。
This is the wonderful work that Christ, our suffering Savior, has done for us.
耶稣基督是一个受苦的一个救世主是为我们。
Sometimes I think one of the best things we can do during the Easter season is sort of live in the shadow of the cross.
And 有的时候我们觉得哦，也许在复活节的时候，我们是在一个十字架的一个阴影下面。
I try to make myself stop sometimes. I sit out in the backyard and think about what it meant for Christ to go to the cross and to suffer for my sins.
我有时在我的花园里面，常常在思想到神为什么要上十字架为我受死。
It's one thing to just say it, but it's another thing to think about what it cost him because of his love to die on a cross for me.
有的时候你也许就是这样思想，但是真的好好思想的时候，他为什么要受苦受死，为我们的罪钉在十字架上？
In all of the religions of the world, we are the only one that has a suffering God.
And 在所有的宗教里面，我们是唯一有的一个是受苦的救主。
A God who identifies with suffering because he too suffered.
And 他能够了解我们的受苦，因为他自己是一个受苦。
And I can't tell you what a comfort that is to me.
And 对我来讲，带来很多的盼望。
I have a sister who is 81 years old.
我有一个姐姐已经是81岁。
Her name is Diane.
她的名字叫 Diane。
If you met her, you would love her. She is always smiling.
And 如果你也看到她的话，你会非常喜欢她。
And she likes to make people laugh.
她喜欢让人家微笑。
But she's very sick.
And 她非常病得非常重。
She has stage 4 kidney disease.
她有第四个的最严重的肾脏疾病。
She has congestive heart failure.
但她的心脏常常已经严重积水。
She has a condition of an ongoing scalp itch where her head always itches and there's no relief.
And 但她有另外一个特别的病是就是她的头颅常常发痒但是没有任何东西可以帮助她。
And she's really almost unable to walk.
她完全不能行走。
We've been praying for her.
And 我们为她祷告了很久。
Every day it seems like she's getting weaker, especially since Christmas time.
And 她好像似乎每一天都越来越微弱特别到 圣诞节的时候。
And when I talked to her yesterday, she said she had just found on from her doctor that she would now be on oxygen for the rest of her life.
And 她昨天我在跟她讲话的时候，她说医生已经告诉她，她必须要靠氧气才能生活。
So she'd be limited in the places that she can go.
她必须要去住到一个地方，她能去。
And always dependent upon that flow of oxygen because her congestive heart failure is increasing.
因为她心脏的缘故越来越严重，她必须要依靠氧气。
Now, I expected her to be really depressed.
我在想说她一定是非常的
忧伤。But here's what she said to me.
但这是她跟我说的。
It's okay.
没关系。
She lives in a little trailer court and she walks with a walker and goes out and greets people all the time.
她住在一个很小的地方，她每天都去走路的时候跟每一个人打招呼。
She said, the doctor says I can't do that anymore.
但她说医生跟我讲说你不能再这样做了。
But she said, I have all of their phone numbers, so I'm going to phone them.
他说没有关系，我有他们每一个人的电话号码，我可以打电话给他们。
This is her ministry to minister the people around her, the joy that she has in Christ, who she recognizes as the Savior who has paid the price for her sin.
这就是他的一个事工，他可以在这事工里面把耶稣基督神的福音分享给别人。
Is she suffering?
他是不是在痛苦里面？
Yes.
是的。
Is her life less than she might hope for it to be?
她是不是生命的品质比她原来思想的要低呢？
But she knows that God understands.
但她知道神了解。
And that Christ prays for her by the throne of the Father.
And 耶稣基督在神的右边为她代求。
And one of these days, this old body that she has will be resurrected.
And 这个我们一个很旧的一个身体，有一天也要复活。
And her lungs will be new, and her heart will be new, and her head won't itch anymore.
她的心跟肺跟她头都是新的。
And she'll spend eternity in the presence of God.
她在永恒里面与神同在。
That can be your hope too.
这也是成为我们每一个人的盼望。
All we like sheep have gone astray.
我们就像在羊一样，然后已经失落。
Each of us has turned to our own way.
我们有的时候是离开神。
But God in Christ has provided a suffering Savior for us.
神因为耶稣基督为我们受苦。
Who has paid the price for our sins.
为我们的罪付上代价。
And bids us come to Him.
所以我们可以来到他面前。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。
Thank you, Father, for this wonderful passage of Scripture.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们谢谢你给我们这样一个宝贵的经节。
The words make us sad.
虽然这个文字这个写的让我们觉得很悲伤。
Because we see how you suffered, how your people rejected you.
我们可以看到是人怎么样拒绝你。
But remember that we have rejected you too.
我们也曾经拒绝过你。
We have turned to our own way.
我们自己行走我们自己的要走的路。
And yet you died on the cross for us.
但是你却死在十字架上为我们的罪。
You have paid the price for our sins.
已经为我们的罪已经付上代价。
And so we give you thanks and praise for that this morning.
我们要谢谢你，然后我们要称颂你。
If there's someone here today, Father, who doesn't know you,
在我们中间如果有任何人不认识你的话，
I pray that they would recognize your love.
我们希望他能够因为你的爱能够认识你。
And the sacrifice you have paid for their sin.
他你所做的牺牲是为我们的罪。
And the plan you have for eternal life for them through Christ.
每一个为我们每一个永恒都有个计划在那里。
And may we who know you, Father,
我们这些认识你的人，
may we during this resurrection season share the hope that we have with others.
在这一个复活的一个季节里面，让我们就跟别人每一个人去分享。
That they too might come to know the one who loves us.
所以那些人也因为你的爱能够成为基督徒。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们要祷告祈求奉主耶稣圣名。
Amen.
Amen.